practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to come to you once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast, originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio this morning with the intent to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth with others of like precious faith at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. Today, we're going to begin the program with an old hymn of the faith entitled, Glorious Things Are Spoken of Thee. I think many of you know this particular hymn. You might even want to sing along with it.
Glorious things of Thee are spoken, Zion, city of our God. He whose word cannot be broken, formed thee for his own abode. On the rock of ages founded, what can shake thy sure repose? With salvation's walls surrounded, thou mayest smile at all thy foes. Streams of living water springing from eternal love will supply thy sons and daughters and all fear of want removed. Who can faint when such a river ever flows their thirst to assuage? Grace which like the Lord the giver never fails from age to age. Habitation hovering, see the cloud and fire appear for a glory and a covering, showing that the Lord is near. Thus deriving from their banner light by night and shade by day, safe they feed upon the manna which he gives them when they pray. Savior, if of Zion city I through grace a member am, let the world deride or pity, I will glory in thy name. Fading is the worldling's pleasure, all his boasted pomp and show. Solid joys and lasting treasure none but Zion's children know. Solid joys, lasting treasure none but Zion's children know.
Well, good Lord's Day morning to you, and what a joy it is to be able to come your way this Sunday morning, the 12th day of January 2025. It's hard to believe that we're almost halfway through the month of January, the first month of this new year, but nevertheless, that's what the calendar tells us, and I guess we should believe it. But it truly is a delight to come your way and bring you the Voice of Faith radio broadcast, as we've been doing for so many years. And we trust and pray that this program is being used consistently of the Lord in your life every Sunday morning. From time to time, we hear from folks who tell us that the program is a blessing to them. And if you've not written to us or even have called into the church recently, I would invite you to do so. And particularly, if you have a question about the Bible or a question about your walk with the Lord or even a question about your own personal salvation, please do not hesitate to contact us. Indeed, we bring this radio broadcast to you every week, but we would be more than delighted to sit down and talk with you and pray with you about your walk with and relationship with the Lord as per your request. And in fact, I would invite you to join us at church today. We are located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city of Altoona, and we will have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and then our evening service tonight will be at 6 o'clock. And this morning, I'm going to begin a series on our 2025 motto as we go into the new year. Each year, we have a particular theme and motto that we keep before us here at the church. And the theme or the motto this year is grow in Christ, then go for Christ. Grow in Christ, then go for Christ. And we're going to be focusing on that this morning, the Lord willing. And so we would invite you to come on out and be a part of our services today. Also, I might mention that every Wednesday night we have midweek services with the children and youth and our single moms ministry at 6:30. And then our regular prayer meeting and Bible study at 7 o'clock. And Dr. Chris Davis is teaching through the book of Ephesians on Wednesday night, and it's a delightful teaching. And so we would invite you to come on out and be a part of our Wednesday night service as well. But again, our desire is to bring you the Word of God and on these Sunday morning broadcasts to help you to get focused on the things of the Lord, so that you will go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. And again, if you're here in the central Pennsylvania area, we'd love to have you drop by and visit us even this very day. Maybe you've been away from the church for a long time. A lot of people, even before the COVID, got away from church. And during the COVID, more people got away from the church. And maybe that happens to be your situation. Well, here at the beginning of the year, why don't you make a biblical resolution to get back involved with a local church? And we'd love to have you visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church. If you want to learn more about us, please go to our web address and take a look at us. And that web address is www.fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org. Or you can even write to us and ask us about our ministry or send a prayer request or whatever the case may be. And our mailing address is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania. That's the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. And then don't hesitate to contact us. We would love to hear from you. 814-944-2894 is that phone number. And you can email us also. And that email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. Please, if we can serve you spiritually, do not hesitate to contact us. We would love to do what we can to lead you to faith in Jesus Christ if you're not already saved, or to help you grow in Jesus Christ if you are a child of God. And so this is just one aspect of our ministry. This week we had a week of prayer. Normally the first full week of every year is our annual week of prayer. And here at the Faith Baptist Church, we have 32 ministries that function on a consistent basis from our fellowship. And so this happens just to be one of them, and that's our radio ministry. But like I said, we've got 32 specific ministries here at the Faith Baptist Church, and we'd love to invite you to come and be involved with us and learn more about us. But certainly, if we can serve you spiritually, please don't hesitate to contact us. Let's pray. Father, I thank you and praise you once again for the opportunity that we have to gather around the radio today. We thank you for this medium that we can get out the gospel over the airwaves and even through the internet these days. And I pray, dear Lord, that you'll take this program and use it to glorify yourself, but also use it to prepare our hearts to worship you in spirit and in truth. at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. And truly, Lord, I pray that if there's any under the sound of my voice right now who has not yet been born again, that today would be the time of salvation for them, and that for those who are saved, it's my prayer that this broadcast will be used to encourage them in their walk with you, and we'll give you the praise and thanksgiving for it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Here is a song entitled, "The Church's One Foundation is Jesus Christ, Her Lord." From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God this morning, we go to the book of Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, and I would like to read with you verses 1 through 3. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 3, where the Word of God says, as the Apostle Paul is writing under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1, 2, and 3. And now before I deliver a message taken from Acts chapter 2, verses 37 through 42, entitled "The Marks of a Biblical Church," let's listen to a solo. And the solo is going to be entitled, "I'd Rather Have Jesus." A great song to take into consideration as we begin the new year. "I'd Rather Have Jesus."
I'd rather have Jesus than sin. I'd rather be His than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by His sway. I'd rather rather have Jesus than men's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to his holy name. He's fairer than lilies of rarest bloom. He's sweeter than honey from out of the comb. He's I'd rather have Jesus and let him lead than to be the king of a vast domain or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today.
I would ask you this morning, do you have Jesus? Have you trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you have not, I would encourage you to do so. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, which means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. And if you've never yet trusted Christ as Savior, please do so right now. Simply say, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me, and he will. And if you make that your prayer, contact us here at the Faith Baptist Church, and we'll send you a little booklet that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. That booklet is entitled, Now That I Believe. And I know that it would be a blessing to you if you've just come to Christ as your Savior today, or maybe you've just been saved in the recent past, and you're not doing too well in your spiritual growth or development. I think this book would be a blessing to you. So contact us, and again, you can call us at 814-944-2894 or write to us at the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You know, down through the years, I've had people come to me when they were moving from our city to another city and say, Pastor Gary, can you help us find a good, solid, Bible-believing church? And when that request comes my way, I do my very best to help them. And, you know, it's important that we be involved in a good, solid, Bible-believing church. But the question always is, what are the marks of a biblical church? And we find that for us in the book of Acts chapter 2. That is the answer to that question. It is found here in the book of Acts chapter 2. Keep in mind that in Acts chapter 2, the apostle Peter and the other apostles were preaching the word of God on the day of Pentecost, and as the result of that, many came to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the New Testament church was born. And with that in mind, let me begin reading in Acts chapter 2, verse 37, down through verse 42. Notice what it says. It says, Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the Lord added to them that day 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. On that day when Peter and the other apostles preached, 3,000 people were saved, and the church was born. And it tells us here in verse 42 that that young infant church stayed together because of four things. They were steadfast in doctrine, in fellowship, in breaking of bread, and in prayers. And when you or I might be looking for a good, solid, Bible-believing church, we should look for a church that has those four elements. Number one, that is focused on the apostles' doctrine. Now, you know the word doctrine simply means teaching. And so what we're talking about here is that a good, solid, Bible-believing local church is a church that reflects the apostles' doctrine, that teaches what the apostles taught, as is brought out for us in the New Testament epistles built upon the foundation of the Old Testament scriptures. Solid doctrine is very important to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. Today we are living in a time when people are saying, I don't want doctrine. Give me this or give me that or give me the other thing, but don't give me doctrine. Listen, beloved, the very first stone in a solid foundation of a good local church is one that continues in the apostles' doctrine. It studies the Word of God. It teaches the Word of God as the Word of God presents it so that people may come to Christ and grow in Christ. And so if you're looking for a good, solid, Bible-believing local church, look for one that maintains the sound teachings of the apostles' doctrine. Secondly, a good, solid, Bible-believing church practices biblical fellowship. It says they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. That simply means that they got together on a regular basis to encourage each other. And you know, a good, solid, Bible-believing local church is one that creates ministries that allows those who are involved with it to get together. And it's important that we do that. In Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25, it says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. As Christians, we need to be together more and more to encourage each other, to edify each other, to pray with each other, to build each other up in the elements of the faith. And we should do that more as we draw closer to the return of Jesus Christ. And so if you're looking for a good, solid, Bible-believing church, find one that practices biblical fellowship. It maintains ministries that gives the opportunity for the believers to get together and grow in Christ. Thirdly, it tells us here that the early church continued in the breaking of bread. And I believe this, as well as many other Bible teachers and scholars believe, that this is referring to the Lord's table. You know, back in Matthew chapter 26, verses 26 through 29, the Lord Jesus Christ instituted what we call the Lord's Supper. And then in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, we find that the Apostle Paul emphasizes that as well. And the Lord's Supper is something that should be practiced regularly by those of us who are Bible-believing Christians, because it enables us to remember what Jesus Christ did for us in bearing our sins in his body on the cross and in sharing his blood, shedding his blood for us, so that through faith in him we might have eternal life. And so you see, a good, solid, Bible-believing local church will practice the Lord's table, the Lord's Supper, on a regular basis. And I might say that a good, solid, Bible-believing Christian will see that they partake of the Lord's Supper as often as they can as well. Why? To remember what the Lord Jesus Christ did for them on the cross. And then it tells us here that not only did that early church continue in doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread, but in prayers. They were a prayer-minded church. And when you read through the book of the Acts, you will find that not only the church here at Jerusalem, but later on the church at Antioch and in other situations, the believers got together to pray. You know, A church that is a praying church is going to be used mightily of the Lord. As a matter of fact, a prayerful church is an obedient church to the Word of God. A prayerful church is a growing church in the things of the Lord. A prayerful church is a ministering church, as they will be having various ministries to reach people and build people up in the things of the Lord. And a prayerful church is a soul-saving church. They win souls to Jesus Christ. And you know, today we find that when people are looking for a good church, they say, well, I would like to have good music, and I would like to have good activities, and this and that, and one thing or another. But a good, solid, Bible-believing local church follows the pattern of what the first church did there in Acts chapter 2 and verse 42. It practices sound doctrine. It practices biblical fellowship. It practices the partaking of the Lord's table. And it practices continual prayer. If you're looking for a church to attend, look for one that has those elements, and you'll not go wrong. I want to thank you so very much for joining us today. I do trust that you'll go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church today. And then, the Lord willing, join us again next Sunday for another Voice of Faith radio broadcast coming to you from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. God bless you, my dear friends.
Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.